our man not in Havana, but I think he's still in Key West, Mike Brennan.
Keys. I'm in the Northern Keys now. I'm heading back to Miami because I have to fly back to the icebox on Tuesday.
So. Oh, man. We're going to be having it turned down just for you.
Yeah.
it's 82 degrees here, and I'm sitting on the back deck, so I just had to throw that out.
Thank you very much. I tell you what,
well, you know.
Mike Brennan is the editor of MI Tech News, and you can get that by simply going to our homepage, internetadvisor.net, scrolling down and subscribing. What do you get for that? For absolutely nothing, you get a world of all sorts of headlines from around the state and the world on technology, innovation, and entrepreneurship. And Mike, as an example, by the way, for free, along with a lot of other things we'll talk about. But Mike, this week, let's talk about some of your headlines. I see the Internet of Things. There's a prediction for that for 2015.
Yeah, you know, there's so many things that are going to be hooked up to the Internet because they all have IP addresses, everything from, gosh, your washing machine to your refrigerator to your corporate network. And so what IDC is coming out and saying, it's getting really, really complicated for CIOs. So everything's going to move to the cloud, and the cloud's going to manage all this because of all these different ways of connecting. They also, getting back to security, they also said that on the Internet of Things, within 2 years, they expect to have a major security breach because that's, you know, the bad guys know that's where everybody's going, right?
Right. So. And was there, I think with the Target hack this last year, it was through a mechanical interface, I think, that they got into the system. So this Internet of Things could prove to be very, like the Achilles heel in the system, if you will. Your second article I underlined here was that 2014 was a terrible year for computer security, to say the least.
Oh, yeah. 56 million credit card numbers, 53 million email addresses. That's just from Home Depot. I mean, if you wade into all this, it's pretty scary. I mean, there's a lot of very organized crime elements out there that Richard, I'm sure, will discuss later. And there's some others out there, but mostly it's just plain old organized crime that's figured this out. This is where the money is. You know, Willie Sutton robbed banks while the organized crime is robbing the Internet.
Yeah. Matter of fact, Ed and I had a conversation as we were preparing for the show, and I'm going to hopefully uncork that in the second section of our program with Richard Steen, who's with us in studio here, talking about the threat against the individual. In light of that. Okay, the third thing here I see is here, Michipreneur.com has a great story they posted about 12 Michigan innovation stories.
Yeah, Amanda summed up what she thought was her top stories, and right at the top is Hemming Wright Tool, and then Magic Book, and CribSpot, and Young Village, and all the rest of them are listed there, but these are all Michigan technologies that were developed, many of them downtown Detroit technologies, right, as it were. It's a great article if you want to get caught up on all the really cool things happening in Michigan with all of our smart entrepreneurs out there. You can find it all listed there in that article.
Well, Mike Brennan, that's a good plug for me to get in here to say that when you get MI Tech News delivered to you every Friday, you get not only these headlines, you also get a great audio resources and some video resources as well. So there's links to the podcast from IT and the D and from our complete Internet Advisor podcast, along with a lot of other resources that are there. So you're not just getting these headlines, you're getting a wealth of information, absolutely free, delivered to you directly to your email address. And how do you get that? Simply go to internetadvisor.net, scroll down the page to the Subscribe Me Right Now button, and click on that, and you are on your way. And Mike, this last year of 2014 was a big year for alliances for you. We were just talking about IT and the D now is hooked up with MI Tech News.
Huge. They have a huge audience worldwide. It's just phenomenal numbers. And then we also have Tech 248 out of Oakland County. We haven't got all the details worked out on that. We just announced it last month. But we'll be working really closely with Oakland County government, Automation Alley. So we're trying to corner the market on technology coverage in our group, which we have yet to name. We haven't come up with a really great name yet, but we will, right?
So. Absolutely. So MI Tech News really represents both Mike's, well, how many years is it now, 30 years that you've been covering technology in Michigan?
Well, in Michigan, 18, but total 35.
That's what I was thinking of. 35 years of covering technology as a reporter, and now kind of as the head of a whole new network of information, and you can tap into that with mitechnews.com. Absolutely free. Please do that today. Check it out on our homepage, internetadvisor.net. Mike Brennan.
Hey, man, may I throw out one real quick plug? Richard can address this. Richard and I are beginning to work on the sequel to Cyber Stiletto. We can't tell you the plot line yet because it's too scary to contemplate.
All right. We'll have to check that out with him coming up this next
time. That means you haven't figured it out yet. I get it.
No, we got to figure it out. I've been, I actually been doing some work.
Come on home, Mike.